Feminism and the Future of Women, Lecture 4, Feminism and Race in U.S. History.
As I mentioned last time, we're going to look at the particular history of movements for gender justice and racial justice and the way they intersect. And I'm going to do a case study of United States history to ask how the women's movement, how the civil rights movement come from similar roots but do not always work in coalition. Let me step back to our original political ideas that gave rise to feminism and to liberal feminism, those liberal political ideas about self-determination that feminism took off from. Well, just as the liberal idea of self-determination had a contradiction or a paradox about what about women, so too there was a key paradox about race. For example, how could a political theory that rests upon the idea of unfettered individualism, to use the definition of liberalism, how could a system of unfettered individualism coexist with racial slavery, as it did in the 19th century? Both anti-slavery movements and feminist movements named these contradictions in liberalism. Now, both anti-slavery and the early women's rights movements tried to extend the liberal idea of unfettered individualism to blacks in the United States, to women in the United States. But just because they both came from these roots did not mean that the women's movement was immune from the racial politics in American culture at that time. What I want to talk about today is a history of feminism in the United States that keeps asking the question, what was feminism's position on race equality? How did it change over time? And I'm going to be talking about periods of cooperation interspersed with periods of competition between these two movements to extend liberalism. We talk in the history of feminism in the U.S. sometimes about different waves, the 19th century first wave.